Okay, Judy Reeves, what was found, what is lost?
What was found, what is lost? I came upon it again a few weeks ago, rummaging through my underwear drawer. But when I say it, I want to use the word lingerie, my lingerie drawer, though I'm an underwear woman more than a lingerie woman these days bending into years. But there it was, that envelope with dried rose petals tucked in beside those few silky slips I still hold on to because I'm not ready to give myself completely over to Costco cotton briefs and cheap camisoles purchased at Target. I want to hold on to the woman who wears lace and satin next to her skin. The envelope is folded in the way he told me he used to wrap bundles of cocaine back when. I didn't know him then. I came to know him in later years, the dark-eyed poet who wrote sensuous poetry that involved people with names like Gus and Ramona who did dangerous, sexy things, meeting at midnight in the shadows of the mausoleum or out beneath a sycamore tree that had been wounded by a lightning strike. Cats with one eye and horses limp and sweating that ran through dry and distant canyons. He wrote about places on dark lakes laden with memory and lonesome highways that led to gambling towns where men never sat with their back to the room and women were always available. But be warned and beware. The rose petals have long gone dry and brittle, so dark now that their once deep and furious red is hardly visible. Like him in that way, the dark, dangerous side of him that intrigued and seduced, now softened. Shall I use the word mellow? No, mellow doesn't fit him. I will just say softened and let the shadow remain within the folded envelope with the dusty and crumbling rose petals. Where, I wonder, did he get the roses from which these dark petals come? He was still in Spain then when he sent it to me along the long ago Valentine's Day. I remember the flower market a few blocks down on Calle Valencia, where I used to buy flowers for our apartment back in those days when we shared an apartment. Perhaps he got them from someone on the street. There were probably many sellers up and down the Ramblas. Or maybe one of those young Roma women out on the street who carried sleeping babies in greasy slings around their small bodies and held out their begging hand saying, "Poor baby." The envelope with the dried rose petals also held a poem with a remembrance of how it began and a longing for what once was and for the woman who once wore those silks and satins that now remain folded and unworn in her dresser drawer. Thank you.